T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looking back at last weekend, the FIU and Miami game, Walter Villa, who is a longtime tremendous writer in the area working for the Miami Herald, he covers FIU, and he's got it all covered. And certainly everybody knows by now what happened, and a huge lift for that program. Standing on the sideline towards the end of the game and seeing a lot of those names on the back of those jerseys, guys, 70% of those kids that we've covered over the last 4 years. Walter's kind enough to join us this evening. Walter, first of all, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Larry. Same to you.
Obviously, this was a huge day for FIU football, for the alumni, for the current football team, the coaches that have been out there plugging away, looking for a game of some credibility to put up on the mantle. And certainly when you beat the crosstown rivals, a team that's a Power 5 school, you certainly put this little feather in your cap and you kind of wear it proudly.
It was a shocking victory. If you think back just last year, Larry, the Miami Hurricanes dominated FIU in that game. It was 31-0 at halftime. FIU might have had 3 yards of total offense. They did put up a couple, I think it was 14 points in the second half, but it was not indicative of how Miami dominated. And you fast forward 1 year, and they pulled this upset, which was equal parts great job by FIU, and obviously Miami underperformed, especially how good they looked against Louisville just 2 weeks prior.
Well, Butch Davis is one of those guys, he's been around the game a long time. I mean, he knows the X's and O's as well as anybody. And as the game moved along, you got that feeling that if Miami was going to keep FIU in that position to be in the game, they were gladly going to be there. They have the talent, as you pointed out, and you're as truthful as anybody could be. I mean, you lose games to teams by 40 points. You lose to your rival FAU in a key game that obviously you should get up for as much as anybody, and then you come into the Miami game where nobody gave you a chance. I mean, nobody gave you a chance to be within 3 touchdowns, and you rise to the occasion. And certainly, as you mentioned, not only did they get tremendous play on the offensive side and the defense, but here is a kid like Borregales, who everybody's looking at his brother 2 years down the road, and he comes in there with ice water in his veins and calmly strokes a 53-yarder, and everything seemed to be the perfect storm for this program.
Right.
Talk about that, because I think,
yes,
I think that's important. When you get guys, and you look at Anthony Jones, and you look at kids like Gator, and so many kids that we've watched, that whether it be Carroll City or Hallandale or some of these schools, who are now taking center stage against a team that, as I said, nobody even gave them a chance to stay in the ballgame with.
Well, if you look at earlier this season, Miami against, I think it was Western Michigan or Central Michigan or one of the Michigans,
yeah,
they only won, I believe it was 17-13, didn't play very well against a mid-major. But against FIU, obviously this meant way more. And you could see even when a Miami running back got loose in the secondary, here came an FIU safety would come flying into the screen and take the guy out. I mean, it just obviously meant a lot more when – you have to believe that almost everybody in the FIU roster was turned down for not just Miami, but pretty much any Power 5 conference school other than ones that are transfers. So it just had a lot more meaning than it would for other schools.
And Walter, probably what compounded it the most is, you take a look at the two games that they had remaining on the schedule, and you figure, oh, well, Miami, there's no way. And Marshall, pretty much no way, because Marshall's a really good team and they want to win the conference. And lo and behold, they come up with a win against Miami and they're bowl eligible. And that was probably the best thing that came out of it. I mean, everybody's going to remember this for decades and generations to come, because of the fact of how it unfolded. But the here and now, but the here and now is they're going to a bowl game for a record third straight year.
But I talked to Butch Davis today. Larry was out practice. Interesting. The first thing was no players were made available. I wrote that in my story for the Miami Herald. And the reason for that was I think Butch wants, he said, we told the kids on Sunday, we're not talking about Miami anymore. So he's trying to turn the page and avoid a letdown for the Saturday game. So, you know, it's in his mind, it's straight ahead to Marshall. And FIU is 0-4 on the road. And while, yes, they are bowl eligible, Butch explained to me today, that doesn't mean they have a guaranteed spot in the bowls. They could get passed over. They need to win to be, if they fall 6-6 with a loss at Marshall, they're less attractive. If they win and they're now 7-5 with that win in Miami, I think that you can see them in a bowl game. So this is not guaranteed that they're in a bowl. And remember, they're 0-4 on the road this year. They were really, frankly, a better team, Larry, last year when they were 9-4, set a school record in victories. This year, only in 6-5. Obviously, the win to Miami kind of really makes their season. But there's a lot riding on this game Saturday at Marshall, noon start.
Yeah, and not only for them, but for their brethren right up in Boca Raton, because a win by FIU will give FAU the title, which is, you know, I mean, you're going to see FAU kind of watching that scoreboard and hoping and praying that FIU could kind of pull another miracle, and it's going to be tough. It's a road game away from South Florida, and we know Marshall's got talent, and certainly a team that under Doc Holliday has been able to recruit extremely well. And speaking about that, what do you think this does for recruiting? You know, you and I talked about this as well. This has got to spike it a little bit. In fact, a couple of coaches, I don't want to name names, but after the game, you know, looked at me and go, hey, I wish we can get out tonight and start recruiting. And I don't blame them.
Right. Actually, I wrote that story in today's Miami Herald, and one of your guests tonight, Hector Clavijo from Champagnat, he was at a little bit of a dissenting viewpoint, and it was voiced in the story. He said that FIU needs to stack up more victories for it to really be a factor. Other coaches said it would definitely be a boost. So it was a bit of a mix of opinion of exactly what it's going to do for recruiting. I mean, I think Hector's probably right. They're probably going to need to stack more victories together to really open eyes in terms of stealing players that have Power Five conference sort of scholarship offers for them to get those type of kids.
No doubt. Before we let you go, Walt, what's the go-to food for you on Thursday? Something that's got to be on the Walt V on the dinner table for Thanksgiving.
You know, I'm Cuban, so Cuban-American always platanitos and arroz y frijol negro. That always goes well. I mean, you got to have black beans, white rice, and plantains.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, thanks so much, Walt.
Even with the turkey.
The turkey and all the American trimmings, you get some of that in there. Again, Walt, thanks so much. Keep doing that great job. It's always a great pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Walter Villa from the Miami Herald.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.